started in this little boy I came at WL, this white boy, was three dogs. From the time that I was walking, my grandfather raised dogs to be my companion. And they stayed with me until I left to go to high school. They went everywhere I went, even to school. They didn't let nobody bother me, nor did I play with any of my kids in the school, like any rough stuff. That dog would eat them up. My mother couldn't even come around me and chastise me or discipline me, because she made sure that this dog was locked up. So she tried it once. And I don't let nobody, when I'm around, bother dogs. People do mistreat dogs. Unnecessarily. I will not. I don't like to see it.
If you were to pick up a stone and pick up a rock and throw it, you ever hear anybody talk about that in any different way instead of saying, you ever hear any other phrases that talk about that, throwing a rock?
Well, I'm probably not following you, but yeah, I've heard people talk about it. As a matter of fact, I've seen people do it. As a matter of fact, I started to shoot a woman one day. I almost did. Had an from my uncle for throwing rocks at my dog. But I don't know what she might have said other than that she just threw a rock with intention of hitting it and hurting it.
Let me see, what about if someone's not going away from you, you say it's coming
towards you. Okay. That's what you said, towards
you. And, let me see, if a dog likes to bite, you say that
he's a bad dog.
Okay. You say the boy was what by the dog?
He did.
And
he probably had it coming. That's the way I'd end that.
You ever hear anybody say that different ways? If somebody got bit by a dog?
No.
You'll hear dog bit? He got dog bit?
No. The most of the time, people refer to he got bit by some dog.
Kind of animals that they used to use for plowing.
Mules, cows, and if you were very desperate, a horse. But only those people that were desperate used horses.
Great big animals, sort of like a cow, but
an oxen. Because very little determination is made, very little distinction is made between an ox and a cow, in a sense, when I was growing up.
Okay.
But there is a lot of difference between them.
What is an oxen, anyway?
Well, it's like you said, like an overgrown cow, a mixture between like a steer, mostly. The oxen is like, from what I was growing up, people used to castrate certain animals, bulls, and grow them up to use them around, they domesticate them and use them to farm with.
Mm-hmm.
And by them, when they castrate them, they grow bigger. And when after they got up to a certain size, they would then consider this ox.
Mm-hmm.